At least the sermon is being recorded, although it seems for some reason that the microphone is deciding not to work. I will do my best to keep my voice up so you can hear me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Today in the liturgy, the Church is mindful of the fact that in the Old Testament, this was the Sabbath day, superseded by the Sabbath day of the New Testament, which is the Lord's Day, the day of the resurrection. And this is why we have the gospel of our Lord coming to his disciples on the waters and calming them and calming the wind. The beautiful prayer which we will hear tonight at Vespers, which sums up the words of the prophet today, are in perfect accord with that message of hope we shall hear tomorrow on the first Sunday of Lent. You shall call out, and the Lord shall hear. You shall cry, and the Lord shall say, Behold, here I am. For the first 3 days of Lent, the Church reminded us of the threefold work we had to do during these 40 days, the work of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, emphasizing that all three are necessary to make a holy Lent. For otherwise, Lent is simply a sort of sport or long month of health or mere mental meditation without a burning love for God. All three things must be present. We must grow in our prayer life. Yes, be faithful in our works of physical penance, and grow in charity, the love of God, and the love of our neighbor through God. Today, however, the Church wishes to remind us of another important lesson, that after all that we propose to do for Lent, the great spiritual combat we declare ourselves ready to undergo, we must declare today that even in this, even in the work of self-amendment, of correcting our faults and practicing the virtues, we are all unprofitable servants. Lent is, in the end, God's work, not ours. Today, then, we are invited to heed the words of the psalmist, Be still and know that I am God. In the gradual today, we sing, One thing have I asked of the Lord, this will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, that I may see the delight of the Lord and be protected by his holy temple. The prophet tells us today that it is the Lord himself who will do the work of rooting out our hidden faults. Thus saith the Lord God, If thou wilt take away the chain out of the midst of thee, that is, if thou wilt do the work of rooting out thy hidden faults, and cease to stretch out the finger and speak that which profiteth not, when thou shalt pour out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise up in darkness, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord will give thee rest continually and fill thy soul with brightness and deliver thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a fountain of water whose waters shall not fail. and the places, that is, the very places within our own soul, the places that have been desolate for ages, shall be built in thee. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of generation and generation, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the fences, turning the paths into rest. This, all this, he shall do in us, the prophet promises, if thou dost not thy own ways, and thy own will is not found to speak a word. Then shalt thou be delighted in the Lord, and I will lift thee above the high places of the earth, and will feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father. After the first 3 days of Lent, when the great spiritual combat has been proposed to us, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, the great battle we must do against the world, the flesh, and the devil, let us now be quiet in the boat on the water, and as we see our Lord coming to us now through the sacraments, let us not be afraid. Let us know that if we call out, he shall be there to hear us. For we are told in today's gospel that it was sufficient for people of that time just to touch the hem of his garment, trusting that they would be healed. So too for us, even to encounter our Lord every day, invisibly, through those visible signs which are the sacraments, which contain and confer the grace of Christ, and above all in the Holy Eucharist, which is Christ himself, really, truly, and substantially present. We must not be afraid, but know that God is here to perform the work of grace within us, to reform us, that we may cast aside the old man, and at the end of Lent, put on the new man, endowed with holiness and truth. Amen.